Phoenix Audio presents
Atonement by Ian McEwan, performed by Josephine Bailey. The play, for which Bryony had designed the posters, programs, and tickets, constructed the sales booth out of a folding screen tipped on its side, and lined the collection box in red crepe paper, was written by her in a two-day tempest of composition. When the preparations were complete, she had nothing to do but wait for the appearance of her cousins from the distant north. There would be time for only one day of rehearsal before her brother arrived. At some moments chilling, at others desperately sad, the play told a tale of the heart, whose message, conveyed in a rhyming prologue, was that love which did not build a foundation on good sense was doomed. The reckless passion of the heroine, Arabella, for a wicked foreign count, is punished by ill fortune when she contracts cholera during an impetuous dash toward a seaside town with her intended. Deserted by him and nearly everybody else, bedbound in a garret, she discovers in herself a sense of humor. Fortune presents her a second chance in the form of an impoverished doctor, in fact, a prince in disguise, who has elected to work among the needy. Healed by him, Arabella chooses judiciously this time, and is rewarded by reconciliation with her family and a wedding with the medical prince. Mrs. Tallis read the 7 pages of The Trials of Arabella in her bedroom at her dressing table, with the author's arm around her shoulder. She took her daughter in her arms onto her lap and said that the play was stupendous, and agreed instantly that this could be quoted on the poster, which was to be on an easel in the entrance hall by the ticket booth. Bryony was hardly to know it then.